Your Bible describes a terrifying end-time event known as the Abomination of Desolation. Learn where and how this event will unfold. Understand what this event means for true Christians. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Many Bible authorities will tell you that probably the strongest prophecy Christ ever gave when he was on this earth was Matthew chapter 24 covers that prophecy. And in that prophecy, Matthew discussed the abomination of desolation and said that if we're going to, that we need to understand this prophecy and we're going to have to go to the book of Daniel to do so. We're going to have to go there to understand it, but understanding is emphasized here in Matthew 24. And yet, if you look at the Bible commentaries, you'll find that there's more confusion there than you can even comprehend. Nobody seems to understand what the abomination of desolation is and why is it so important to us in this end time. Well, it's going to become, prophecy says, probably the number one problem in this world, in this entire earth, and somebody needs to understand it. And God said there would be a very elect on this earth that would help people to understand this vital prophecy. So if you look at the number one sign, really, this abomination of desolation, it is the number one sign for God's people to run and go to a place where God can protect them. Now that makes it important to every single one of us. And it's all for this end time. Notice Matthew 24 and verse 15 and 16. When you therefore shall see, you can see this, the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, that is Jerusalem. Holy, it's called holy because of its past history and more particularly for its future history. But it's going to stand in that holy place, this abomination is. Whoso reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea, that really is the area called Israel today and is the more appropriate name, frankly, for that area, if you understand the Bible. But here we have a time when God's very elect will have to flee. They're going to have to flee because of that abomination. Well, they'd better know what it is, and they better see it and know it's there when it comes if they're going to flee. But Christ said, now look, if you're going to understand this, you're going to have to go back into the book of Daniel and see what Daniel has to say about it. Then you will understand if you see this long vision which talks about the abomination of desolation in Daniel. I'll just give you one more verse here to describe the abomination. Luke 21 and verse 20. Here's what it says. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, this is Luke's version of the abomination of desolation. So these are armies that compass Jerusalem, but they're not the armies you would normally think. They are not Arab armies. Well, what armies are they? They're European armies. Then it says, know that the desolation or the abomination of desolation thereof is near. So this is a physical abomination. It says in Daniel 12 and verse 11, this is the abomination that makes desolate nations on this earth. That is something we all need desperately to understand. And it's really talking about a nuclear war. And Germany started World War I, World War II, and your Bible says they're going to start World War III, and that has everything to do with the abomination of desolation. But we need to understand it more completely. Verse 21, says, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. So those are almost the same words that we read over in Matthew 24. But here you see he's talking about these European armies surrounding Jerusalem. And when you see that, God's people from all over the world need to flee to a place of protection. That's what your Bible says. In spite of what people may say, that's right there in your Bible. And if you want to check Mark's version of this, he said that abomination of desolation is standing where it ought not to. It shouldn't be there. But God is using it to correct His own people. And then He's going to correct and destroy that abomination. Notice Daniel 10 and verse 14. Now this is a vision, this longest vision in the Bible, longest single vision. Notice what it says, "Now I am come to make you understand." See, that's what Christ said we have to do. We have to understand this. Understand what shall befall your people in the latter days. That's today. "For yet the vision is for many days." Well, Daniel didn't understand any of this. And he said all of it was for the end time. Daniel 12 verses 4 and 9 tell you that. But this vision revolves around God's very elect and the abomination of desolation. You have to have somebody here, or God does, has to have somebody here to explain to the people and help them understand what is this abomination of desolation and why is it so critical for us to understand. This goes through, starts in just right there at the beginning of chapter 10 of Daniel and goes to the end of the book through chapter 12. And it's all a single vision. So it's for us today. I want to read you a document from Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt in 1945. That's over 70 years ago. "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world." They had done that repeatedly. "We are determined to disarm and disband all German armed forces, break up for all time the German general staff that has repeatedly contrived the resurgence of German militarism, remove or destroy all German military equipment, eliminate or control all German industry that could be used for military production." Well, how about that? That is after they defeated Germany in World War II. Did you know that Germany is the ranks third in exporting military weapons today? Third in the world, little Germany, compared to these other great nations. Amazing. But that is the truth. And so, well, we didn't do what we said we were going to do. And you know Bible prophecy says some very bad things about what Germany is going to do in the near future. I want to read to you just a couple of quotes here from an article that we wrote in thetrumpet.com, February 27. This is about the Germany's Bundeswehr, or their army, has been charged with establishing and commanding a new NATO military headquarters. That's a North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and really the main player in that in the past has been America. But now something terrible is happening if we understand Bible prophecy. The article goes on to say, as Deutsche Welle noted, the new headquarters, quote, will not be integrated into the current NATO command structure. Instead, it will be established under German sovereignty. Well, how about that? And all the nations of Europe just go along with it. And everybody in the world just goes along with it in spite of Germans' history and what they have done in the past. Will they repeat that history? Your Bible says they will. We've been telling you for over 70 years that this is going to happen. And those 27 European nations that are now in what they call the EU, well, they're going to be pared down to 10 kings that are going to be led by Germany. And that's going to wreak havoc in this world. Then the last quote, Ambassador to NATO K. Bailey Hutchison said that if recent European military developments become, quote, a protectionist vehicle for the EU, it threatens to splinter the strong security alliance that we have. Well, now, splinter is not a strong enough word. It's going to tear apart NATO. Remember, the Bible says you'd better be careful. Your lovers are going to turn against you. Terrible prophecies there. Now, notice verse 21 of Daniel 11. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person. Well, there's going to be a vile person leading Germany in this next war, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. See, it's dual. They can't really even form a coalition government in Germany today. And do you suppose this man is going to come in maybe even this year, this vile person, by flatteries and pretending to be somebody he isn't, and he will get control and hijack the European Union? That powerful European Union and Germany, which is the third ranking exporter of military weapons. Amazing. Now that's a superpower ready to explode on the world scene. Also, Germany has the number one currency in the world. And America has the weakest dollar, perhaps, that you could ever calculate. So where does that leave us? Now, anciently, Antiochus did everything he could just to destroy the faith of the people in Judah or Judea or Palestine or the place called Israel. And that is not normal because, well, this man that did that was certainly possessed at times by an evil spirit. And that's exactly what's going to happen in this end time. You can notice Daniel 8 and verse 23. I won't turn there, but it talks about this king of fierce countenance, and he understands dark sentences. Well, why is that? Well, if you could read the next verse, it says it's not by his own power. It's not by his own power. He has the power of an evil spirit, the god of this world. And that's what it's all about. And Habakkuk 1 in verse 11, there is a prophecy for this end time, which says there's going to be a mind change in this man leading that holy Roman Empire. What does that mean? Well, it means that he's going to have power beyond what any human being has. That's what it means. It's talking about the leader of that abomination of desolation, or these armies that are going to be surrounding Jerusalem after they have conquered the king of the south. But here, you see, Europe is in a great crisis themselves in many ways, and they're waiting for that strong man. They're waiting for a strong man to lead Europe. They don't have that person on the scene, but they want it. And they're going to be regretful that they got it in many ways. But they're going to get it. And it goes on to say he did what his fathers never did do. This is an unusually evil man. Verse 31 of Daniel 11, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily, or God's work, the daily sacrifice. That's what it means for today. And they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. They shall place the abomination there in Jerusalem and in that area. And it actually is particularly directed toward three nations. And our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy tells you about that. And also my booklet on Germany and the Holy Roman Empire. You need to read that very badly. I tell you, it is revealing of what is coming upon the world scene. Daniel 11, verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits or heroic acts. That's what that means. God's very elect is going to be doing a powerful work in the midst of all that, explaining to the world what the abomination of desolation is all about and why God Himself put it in their minds to do what they're doing. Revelation 17 and verse 17. But here is a little work explaining all this to the people if they're willing to listen. Verse 33 says it's at the time of the end. Then verse 36 says, and the king shall do according to his will. He's going to just do according to his will. This is something to be fearful about. He is a dictator, an ultimate type dictator that has all the power at his disposal. He's going to use all that power, and they're going to have a superpower, perhaps stronger than Russia or China, nor the U.S. Otto von Habsburg, who was a member of the European Parliament before he died not so long ago, he said this, the European community is living largely by the heritage of the Holy Roman Empire. Habsburg continued, though the great majority of the people who live by it don't know by what heritage they live. You see, people over in Europe right now are living by the heritage of the Holy Roman Empire, and they don't know it. And already we've had six Holy Roman Empires that have waded through rivers of blood in Europe to convert people to, well, this religious power. I mean to tell you, if we knew the history of that Holy Roman Empire, we'd see that it is the most deadly, dangerous empire ever on this earth. And yet, people know almost nothing about it. And even people in Europe don't understand that they're living by that heritage. It's just a matter of getting the 10 kings that are prophesied in Revelation 17. And Revelation 13 as well. Herbert Armstrong wrote this in 1945, over 70 years ago. He says, we don't understand German thoroughness. This is right after World War II. We don't understand German thoroughness from the very start of World War II. They have considered the possibility of losing the second round as they did the first. And they have carefully and methodically planned in such eventuality, the third round, World War III. Now, he made that statement over 70 years ago. How could he possibly know all this is unfolding just like he said? Because it's in the Bible. It's Bible prophecy. And all it's just, well, there must be over 100 prophecies just about this, what I'm talking to you about today, or at least this connects to it in many ways, those prophecies in many ways. This is something that you and I need to understand. If some people today still fear Germany. Notice what the Guardian Weekly wrote in January 17, 1998 about Germany. All roads lead to Greater Berlin. Hitler did all his dirty work right there in the Reichstag. Those are my words. But then the quote, Berlin, capital of Germany, that we know about. But Berlin, capital of Europe? Question mark. The world has not yet got in focus the monster now emerging from the Prussian sands, rising up out of the rubble of World War II. These people wrote a very accurate article here. Germany, it goes on to say, will be the heartland, the engine room of a united Europe in the 21st century. The new single currency, the euro, will be run from Frankfurt. It's all run by Germany, that nation where we said we would take away their armaments and destroy all of them, and even the military contingent that erects them. But we didn't do that because people came in and as rulers and didn't understand anything about the history of Europe and the history of the Holy Roman Empire. They knew very little, if anything. Well, it talks about in verse 39 that he's going to rule over many nations, and he will divide even nations up and decide who will rule over this nation and that nation, and that's all over Europe and, frankly, over large parts of the world. And today, well, people know almost nothing about them, but I tell you, this year or next, they're going to really begin to know about them like never before in this end time. You can see Daniel 11 and verse 40, where the king of the north, this is still in that same vision, one vision, the longest vision in the Bible, the longest single one. And the king of the north conquers the king of the south. The king of the north is that European power, the Holy Roman Empire power, and the king of the south is radical Islam, who pushes at them, and they come against that radical Islamic movement like a whirlwind and destroy them and take over the Middle East. Can you believe that? That's what's about to happen. Verse 41, he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand. And then it goes on to talk about God protecting his own people. Amazing. Don't even pay attention to the chapter break, because it's a chronological flow from Daniel 11 right into Daniel chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of the people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. So that's real trouble. But then it goes on to say in verse 3 that, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Well, how about that? God says if those people who get behind this work, as many others are opposing it, and turn many people to righteousness, to God, are going to shine like the stars forever and ever, and they're going to have responsibility at the very top of the government echelon in the world tomorrow, or the government ranking. That's what's coming. Now, that's quite a bargain, though, to have that kind of opportunity just for obeying God. And he goes on to talk about the time of the end, or the crisis at the close. That's what the Moffat translation says. And we just recently saw Kim Jong-un of North Korea send 50 tons of chemical weapons to Syria that they could use to destroy their own people. And those are just chemical weapons. And we have nuclear bombs being proliferated all over the world. This is the time that Christ was talking about in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22, that there'd be no flesh saved alive if he didn't intervene and stop the madness. You and I need to understand what this is all about. This is the world we live in, whether we like it or not. We can't hide from reality. You can't hide from history and prophecy either. Well, it goes on to say in verse 10 that many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Like Christ said, we must understand Daniel. And then verse 11 says this, and from the time that the daily shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So the abomination is set up after God's very elect are taken to a place to protect them. And then we have the great tribulation, where it talks about the 1,290 days, which is probably the very time. The 30 days from the great tribulation is probably the time that God allows his very elect to go to a place of protection. But notice how it concludes here. Verse 12. Blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1,335 days, another 45 days for preparation time apparently, but where it says blessed is he that waits, it actually could read, oh the blisses, if we'll just wait. Jesus Christ is going to come, he's going to return, he's going to destroy all those evil powers, and we will have peace and joy forever. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Just before the return of the Messiah to earth, a European army will surround Jerusalem. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Daniel, Unsealed at Last, to learn more about this startling prophecy. Daniel delivered his warning message thousands of years ago, but it is more relevant than ever today. Daniel battled mightily to receive God's revelation, but he never understood the words that he recorded in his book. However, Daniel did reveal an important clue. God's people would finally understand his message at the end of the end time. That time is now. Satan always directs his most ferocious attack against God's people, trying to stop them from declaring the warning and from proclaiming the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Read Daniel, Unsealed at Last, to discover how God's people have a much greater power on their side to help them accomplish this important mission. When a European army surrounds Jerusalem in the near future, it is a sign that Jesus Christ is about to return. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Nuclear Armageddon is at the Door, to learn about another sign of Christ's coming. In Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, and throughout Europe, nuclear weapons are entering the hands of authoritarians and madmen. Your Bible foretells of cities without inhabitants and fields without crops. Such destruction can only be caused by nuclear weapons. Nuclear war is destined to cripple the planet very soon. But this bad news precedes the greatest event ever to occur in the universe. Read Nuclear Armageddon is at the Door to understand Matthew 24, Christ's most important prophecy. It is a timeline of events that lead directly to his return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You will also receive a free copy of Gerald Fleury's booklet, A Strong German Leader is Imminent. Germany is a crucial nation in Bible prophecy. Soon, a strong German leader will take over the country and the continent. He will lead a European army into Jerusalem, supposedly to keep the peace between the Jews and the Arabs. But this man will execute a stunning double cross of the Jewish state. He doesn't desire peace. He hungers for war. Only Christ himself will be able to end his reign of terror. Read A Strong German Leader is Imminent to uncover the most likely identity of this fierce warmonger. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629.